Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor. And of course, at this time in our program, we turn the microphone over to Mr. Mike Brennan, who's on our live line right now. He is the editor of MI Tech News, and we have a little sampler of some of the headlines that are there. But Mike, welcome back to the Internet Advisor.
Well, it's hard to be indoors today, but I am just for you, Fuzz.
I know. It's incredible out there. I just kind of figured that everything will be in bloom within about a week.
And then freeze, right?
Yeah, exactly.
After 3 days of fog and now 50 degrees temperature and now the sun poking out, yeah, it's a good day.
And then it'll be raining frogs or something. It's crazy. You know? End of days or something. I don't know what's going on.
Good point. Yeah, that's true. Hang on. Hang on to your arc. Well, Mike,
Gary's got one in his backyard. Don't you have one of those, Gary?
Yeah, well, you know, we're building it out. You can come over and help.
Okay, deal.
Let's see. Let's talk about some headlines, two by two. A sample of some of the headlines that are available through MI Tech News. And by the way, folks, the way that you can get hold of this great source of information about news and technology and entrepreneurship in the state of Michigan, and also nationally as well, is by simply going to mitechnews.com, mitechnews.com, and putting in your email address, and you will be signed up. And then every Friday, you'll get a written version of this. But then also on Wednesdays, you will also get a version that concludes not just the written headlines, but also links to a lot of audio resources and, coming up very soon, video resources as well. So let's step into some of the headlines here. I see that the Michigan Treasury Online is doing very well in helping people with their business, filing business taxes and paperwork.
Well, actually, they've been tweaking their website for the last year and a half. They've got it down to the point now where before you had to have different logins, different passwords, and, you know, it was crazy. So now it's down to, for a certain thing, not everything, but they're getting there. But right now, you just log in once, you use your password once, and it gets you in. You can file your business taxes, I can do it. You can file your paperwork or look up paperwork. They've really worked hard to streamline it. They did a lot of focus grouping of it to find out what business community wanted. And right now, about 100,000 businesses are using that site online. And they're optimistic they can double that number here, sometime this year.
Yeah, making it simpler, simplifying it, I think, is the key. I've dealt with some of the other departments of the state online, and while I know that we've had, matter of fact, we've won prizes.
That's right.
For our...
The best website, state website in the country. So we've done that a number of times in a row when Terry Takei was here.
That's what I was going to say, when Terry was here. But, you know, but still, it's sometimes it seems unnecessarily complicated. And because it is unnecessarily complicated, I can see people kind of saying, well, maybe I'll use something else.
Well, you're talking taxes.
You have to
that's true.
At the Secretary of State's office. So think about that, right?
Yeah. I really have loved what they have done with the Secretary of State. That has been marvelous, what you can do online and even in the office there.
It's coming along, and, we can thank the governor, right? He's a nerd and admits it. And
one tough nerd.
And he certainly has driven us to be much more responsive to our citizenry around, and when you think about it, around the state, because not everybody can get to Lansing. Not everybody can get to the center.
Absolutely, sure.
Right?
Of course.
Even to Detroit, where we have satellite offices sometimes. There are people that this is a much better way to serve our population.
Much, much better way, yeah. One of the other...
And you had the, as you all know, they had the legacy computer issue. I mean, they were really old computers.
Yeah.
And they just, hadn't been updating, hadn't been spending the money on doing all that stuff. And over the last, I don't know, Gary, what, 5 or 6 years? I guess they've been spending $50 million a year or so. Doing all those upgrades, and so this is the result of that.
Yeah, and, they're not done yet. It was amazing how behind they were. And that's a problem with our cities, too.
Oh, yes.
Our cities are amazingly behind. Some of them are, in Oakland County, they've kept up a little bit better than some others, certainly a couple of cities in Washtenaw County and around the state, a couple of cities, but there's so many of them that are behind. And the state's trying to help a little bit with that. But you know, the state is behind too, and trying to update all of their old equipment.
Michael, yeah. Continuing on this digital theme, I see that one of your headlines in there is that the Small Business SBAM.
Yep.
Association of Michigan.
There you go. Small Business yeah. Association. Gary knows that very well because yeah, he was a chairman at one point.
Former chairman. I think Mike knows that. So,
but they did a survey and they found out that, and I found this is fascinating, Facebook is the favorite social media platform for gaining new small business customers.
Yeah, which kind of surprised me, to tell you the truth. 75% of those folks surveyed said that Facebook was the way they did it. LinkedIn was 31%, and Twitter, like our new president uses, at 26%.
Hmm.
So, but Facebook's got a lot more sophisticated. I must admit, I buy Facebook ads from time to time when I have something that I really want to promote, and people are comfortable with it, and I guess that's the most important thing.
And the return sounds like it's good as well.
Right.
Yeah, fairly good. You know, it's always tough on the ROI part. I mean, advertising yeah, yeah. is tricky as to begin with, and you can weigh it so many different ways. I mean, if you, you know, I mean, for instance, direct mail, if they get a 4% return rate, they're ecstatic. but advertising, you know, it really depends how you do it, what the message is, where you do it. There's a lot of variables. But for small business, Facebook seems to be where they're most comfortable and think they get the best results.
One of the last headlines I wanted to touch on was one, because I enjoy dealing with him. That's Dan Lorman. Pardon me, I'm all choked with emotion here. You have it on cybersecurity expert Dan Lorman is going to be discussing the Trump administration's cybersecurity priorities, which
yeah.
I think up to this point are kind of a mystery.
Well, and even to me, because he wouldn't tell me what they are. He wanted to save that for Monday, but he's going to be putting out a blog tomorrow, so I'll get a better idea of what he thinks they are. He wanted to see, once he got sworn in, what he did in the first couple of days,
mm-hmm.
Then he'd get a feel for where we're going. I know President Trump was at the CIA today trying to mend a few fences there, so it'll be interesting to see what Dan comes up with, and you can hear it live. I think I got him on the last segment. On Monday, so that'd be about 3:45 Monday, he'll be on M Squared TechCast.
Yeah. And, you know, Dan was our chief security officer for the state of Michigan and
That's
now
right.
works for Security Mentor, which we used it at Beaumont Health when I was the interim CISO, the chief information security officer there. So great program. Anybody that wants to really dig in and help their employees become aware of
Yes.
some of the
yes.
bad things that can happen mm-hmm. out there if they click on the wrong link and whatnot. Cyber Mentor is a great program.
Well, Dan and Dan is the brains behind that. He's also good. He's a delightful person to listen to talk about cybersecurity. And as Mike is saying, he will be on the live broadcast of M Squared TechCast. And if you go to podcastdetroit.com, you will find that you'll see that information up there. It starts at 3:00 and goes at 4:00. That's Eastern Standard Time, and that will be again on podcastdetroit.com, and then that will be made available later on also as part of the podcastdetroit.com network.
And on MI Tech News, we pick them up. All the segments as well. So.
Yeah, that's a good point, because that's one of those resources that's available as well as Internet Advisor and some of the other resources that are out there.
Tech Talk, right. You know, just IT and the D, all the good shows.
So that's what you tap into when you subscribe to mitechnews.com. Absolutely free for nothing. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks, Buster. I'm going to go outside and enjoy the day now.
All right. Thank you.